Hello, I'm Sonny Melendrez, and welcome to the TEDx San Antonio podcast, featuring brief conversations with our stellar TEDx San Antonio speakers. Now be sure to follow the link on this page for ticket info, complete lineup, and more. Stephanie Scheller is a horse owner, karate instructor, and CEO of Scheller Enterprises, a company that's dedicated to the way the world does business. How, you may ask?
I've always had a soft spot for small to medium-sized businesses. I love working with them. I've worked with them since I was in high school. And I remember taking a look at the way the economies work and realizing that our economies work, you know, to keep them moving, you need these small to medium-sized businesses around. Otherwise, you end up with, you know, monopolies and, you know, whatever the other one, oligopolies or whatever. So you end up with the big guys who end up taking over. So to keep the wheels of our economy turning, we need small to medium-sized businesses. But the way the system is set up right now, it's driving these guys out of business almost as fast as they can get into business. In fact, you know, 9 out of 10 will be out of business before their fifth year in business. And I looked at that and said, we are on a rapidly deteriorating train. We need to stop this. We need to give these guys the choice to stay in business as long as they want to.
Okay, so now I want to get to the horse owner, but in between is a karate instructor.
Yes, so I teach Taekwondo at a dojo in New Braunfels, and I've been doing that since 2008. I've been doing Taekwondo since 2008. I'm now a second degree, and it's, you know, between the two things that have really impacted my worldview, horses and martial arts are just, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between the two. Horses just came first, so that's where my first love tends to fall.
Which brings us to your topic, lessons from horses. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
So I've been working with horses since I was 11 years old, and I love working with them. I've gotten the chance to learn so many different things from these guys. I sat down and I listed out like 30 or 40 different lessons that have really impacted my life, and when it came down to it, there were three horses that I really feel like I've owned either emotionally or legally, and three major lessons that I felt like they taught me that have really all tied together, that have had a huge impact on how I come to the world, and I know have a huge impact on how other people approach the world as well.
Give us one of those lessons.
So, for example, we've got the story I tell with my horse, Sham. And one of the things I learned was that I often have no idea what I'm asking for. So I'll be sitting there getting mad at him because he's not doing what I'm telling him to do. And it took my riding instructor pointing out, Stephanie, you're asking him for two separate things. And he's going with whichever one you ask for with more confidence, the one that you really want. He knows what it is. Horses are practically mind readers. He knows what you want. He's giving you what you say you want.
Hence the connection between working with your horse and working with, say, a group of people or an individual and being a leader.
Absolutely. So I found that a lot of small, medium-sized business owners, who they are is really who their business is. And I wanted to give these small to medium-sized and even the larger business owners the chance to realize that what they bring to their business is what their business is going to be. And so they can have control over who they are and what they bring to the world. And to some extent, they can have control over what the world gives back to them. And if they can realize that, wrap their heads around that, and bring that to their business, they can have so much more control over what they end up doing with their business.
Well, you certainly have control over your message. I'll tell you that. Look forward to your presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sonny.
That's Stephanie Scheller, who's preparing her presentation filled with horse sense, literally. And for all the information on TEDx San Antonio, Saturday, November 12th at the Whitty Museum, be sure to follow the link on this page. Special thanks to our signature sponsors, Rackspace, Geekdom, and Texas Public Radio. With the TEDx San Antonio podcast, I'm Sonny Melendrez. Thanks for listening.